Well, we got to call Jose.
We do.
All right. Jose B.
855-654-1051. If you want to talk about something after we strike out with Jose Canseco.
Oh, you don't think he's going to answer?
No, I think he might. If she tells him it was Detroit, because he was definitely trying to tweet his way into Detroit.
Mm-hmm. And I did tell her that we used to talk to him all the time.
He won't remember that.
You don't think she passed that along?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe.
What?
I just don't think Jose's going to go, oh, yeah, Drew and Mark, of course.
No, but she could.
You got to call those guys.
Some station call. They suddenly used to talk to you all the time.
Well, we talked to him about all his books. I know that much.
Five.
Not to mention other times since he was out of baseball.
Oh, it's ringing.
It's ringing. Cool.
Hello?
Jose? He hung up. You dick.
No.
He's not there?
Can sucko. People were struggling for the phone and they just hung it up like a dick.
Brandon said somebody tweeted him and said we were going to call. So maybe. That was quite the hang up, too.
Somebody tweeted him? Really? Seriously? Really?
Yeah.
Did he respond? Oh.
Someone tweeted us now and just said apply for WATM.
Hello?
Jose! Jose?
Wrong number.
No, it's not.
Wrong number.
Jose, we talked to your girlfriend earlier. Come on. This is Detroit calling. You were tweeting us the other day.
Who did you got wrong number?
Jose.
Jose, come on. If you don't stop screwing around, you're not getting the Detroit job.
Weezy, you got wrong number. You want your clothes washed? You got wrong number.
What number? It's totally Jose.
It's Jose.
He's the kind of character he is.
I didn't know he did characters. Jose, he hung up.
It absolutely is
what,
Jose
you
Canseco.
Dick Canseco.
One more time.
God.
We talked to his girlfriend earlier.
Why was he texting? Why was he tweeting the other day? Was he joking? I think he was serious, actually.
No, there's no. You really think he was serious?
Yes. Why would he do that?
Why would he do what he just did?
I have no idea. Brandon loves that Canseco bit.
That was the last thing I expected right there.
Brandon thinks we should hire him to do voices.
So good.
I've never seen Brandon laugh so hard. All the time he's sitting in the studio, Canseco does one stupid voice.
Poor Asian voice. And Brandon can't stop laughing. Explain yourself, McAfee.
We either have to hire Canseco.
Please leave your message.
Or.
Oh. Wait.
Okay. Canseco.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hello?
Oh. Jose!
Jose! Come on, Jose.
Want to talk some baseball?
You did crack up one of our producers. He's still laughing. That great bit you did. That crazy voice. What's the name of that character, by the way, Jose? Jose, come on! Can't believe you're not going to talk to us. Jesus. Been waiting for hours for this.
Yeah, we want to talk about the World Series, the Detroit managerial position, and the 88 World Series when Eckersley hit you.
Yeah.
And warm-ups.
Parker crapped his pants during the earthquake.
Eckersley, maybe just talk to Eck.
Maybe. Come on, Jose. Jeez, even if you weren't serious, that maybe was he, do you think he was kidding? Okay, maybe he was kidding about the manager's job. But still, we still would like to talk to you. We can talk about your book. Well, plug your book. Your books.
You had a wonderful time.
Your books.
Last time we had you on.
We'll get you a job at WJZZ. WJZZ.
Or WBH.
Yeah. Butthole Radio. They rock, man. Okay, Jose.
We'll try your best.
Yeah. You want to give him the hotline number just in case he has a wild hair in the next 10 minutes? He won't,
sure.
But okay. He's on hold.
Well, it was the last thing I absolutely expected was Jose Canseco to an Asian character.
I know. And then for Brandon to be unable to stop laughing.
Yeah, why is that so funny to you? You're not the easiest laugh in the world, Brandon.
I just can't believe that he would go to that length.
Yeah, that is true. It's very surprising.
It was a good bit.
But it wasn't the voice that's making you laugh at her. Let's just make that clear.
It was so stupid. I cannot believe you did that.
Say.
Not I wonder when the last time Jose did a bit like that was. We need to pull that off the tape, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Jose's bit. I know you won't mind, Brandon, since you'll get to hear it again.
we should definitely put on the podcast, our call, because it was Jose Canseco.
Our entire interview with Jose.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
2-minute interview with Jose Canseco.
No, we need that for sure.
Mm.
Faux show. 855-654-1051. Dog World Series.
Did you read any more?